In the gospel reading today, our Lord asks the question of what will a man give in ransom for his own soul? Ask yourself that simple question, how much is your soul worth? God already answered that question. It's worth everything. It's worth so much that God himself was willing to die to save your soul. But the real question is, how much is our soul worth to us? The way a lot of us live our lives, our soul isn't worth very much. Our bodies seem to be worth an awful lot to us because we have to have them sculpted just exactly the right way, and boy, we better have the right tan, and oh my goodness, my haircut better be perfect, and oh, let me make sure I've got all this looking good. But what about our soul? Well, we can't see it, doesn't matter. It's the soul that matters. The soul is the principle of life. The soul is where your mind is. The soul is where your will is. We put so much focus on the physical and so little focus on the spiritual. We need to recognize what truly is important and what is not. The Lord says, and asks, what does it profit a man if he gain the entire world and lose his soul? You can be the richest person on the face of the earth and wind up in hell. And what did all the wealth get you? Zero. Well, a deeper place in hell is where it got people. So it's not going to help you at all. Maybe it impresses some people in this life. Maybe you can brag and be arrogant and think you're greater than everybody else. All that does is put you in a deeper hole. Everything that this world presents to us as being so important is exactly the opposite. So that's what we need to look at very, very seriously. Point came up at the noon mass on Sunday that I thought was interesting enough to repeat it at this one. The question had to do with why God is allowing us to live in a society like ours. It has become neo-pagan. It's no longer just the post-Christian, as they used to call it a generation ago. It's now become pagan again. One of the points I had made in the homily on Sunday is with regard to the early Christians. They lived their Christian life, they embraced it, they lived it, they were willing to die for it because they had left the paganism. They knew what paganism was all about, they left it, and they weren't going back to it. They were going to live their faith in Jesus Christ, and if they had to die for that, that was okay. So why does God allow us to be in a society like this today? Because let's admit it, most of us have given over to it, to one degree or another. That means now, like the early Christians, we can actually reject it. We can walk away from it, we can let it go, and we can say, I am going to embrace my faith in Jesus Christ. For way too long, people in America have given lip service to Jesus while we continue to try and find a way of living a pagan life. We talk about the Lord, but we don't live it because we want to fit in, because we want to be like everyone else, whatever you want to say. The early Christians didn't do that because they knew what the paganism had to offer. They knew what the world had to offer. Rome was a very wealthy place at that time, just like America. And it had to offer the same kind of bad stuff. They walked away from it. They recognized that their soul was far, far more important than their body. And yeah, they could have had all the things that the world had to offer. They walked away from it. They gave it up because they found something far greater. We have the greatest. We have the Lord. And while we all know that in our heads, the question is, what's in the heart? Do we like the paganism around us? Do we like the materialism? Do we like all the money? Do we like all the wealth? Do we like all that the world has to offer? St. John talked about that in his first letter. It didn't work then, and it doesn't work now. So God, in his mercy, has actually allowed us to be in a pagan society so that we can have a choice. We can reject it. We can walk away from it. We can say no to it. We are going to live our faith in Jesus Christ. That's what we learn from St. Lawrence. Just the most beautiful thing of all that St. Lawrence did. When they came and they wanted to steal all the things of the wealth of the church, whatever, he said, well, I'll make you a deal. They said, fine, you bring out all the wealth of the church and we won't destroy it. He said, okay, I'll bring all the treasures of the church tomorrow at this time. And so he got the poor and the lame. He got all the people who were nothing. And he brought them all there and he said, here are the treasures of the church. Not the beautiful statues, not the stained glass windows, not the fancy things. The human beings. The ones whose souls meant everything. That's you and me. But we have to make that choice. It's being put before us very clearly. And which one do we want? The enticements of the world are great. How much do we want Jesus? Are we willing to learn from the early Christians what really is important? Again, we know it all in our heads, but look how we live our lives. And so we need to choose Jesus. We need to live our faith in Jesus. That's what it comes down to. Because your soul is infinitely, literally infinitely more important than your body. Brother Donkey's gonna die and get dumped into a hole somewhere. Your soul is going to live forever. Yes, your body's going to rise from the dead, but it's gonna be reunited with your soul in whichever place you've chosen to go. So choose carefully, choose wisely. Reject the materialism, reject the paganism, reject all the nonsense of our society, and choose Jesus Christ, because it will gain you nothing if you gain the whole world and lose your soul in the process.